Okay, Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Haisa Mufreshes Min Akida Bizman Shigvushal Shaspos Mitamo Bimagu Vaavir. Chutz Mikan Haisa Chalaka Tachayur. What does that mean? I look at the picture right away before we even go to the Rav. You can right away see what's going on over here. No, give me the picture.
Can we leave it here? This way,
yeah.
We have room.
Avadir. So right away we can see what's going on over here. It's Purusha. You see that the Kira is not permanently attached. Yesterday we learned about the Chotzer and the Kira. The Chotzer was permanently attached. Now, that's what we learned yesterday. The Chotzer is Tameh, the Kira is Tameh, the Chotzer.
I didn't know it was permanent.
That was the assumption. So now we have a new case where the chotzer is not attached. Okay, shaloi baneh ha'uman mitchila chotzer. Okay, the uman did not build the chotzer v'akir mechubam yachad. They're not permanently attached. El zo la'atzma v'zo li'atzma.
So what do you say? Does that mean that they're not cemented down?
They're not cemented down. Each one is independent. Okay?
Okay.
Each one is independent. So what is halacha? Halacha is haisa mufureshes mufureshes min akira bizman shidvash lecha supposed mitam b'magav ma'avir. Let's see. So then when it's independent, then it's mitam. What's mitam? What's mitam? Let's see what it says in the picture. It doesn't really explain. There is no more rav over here. Oishos halacha. What's halacha? B'loy be'skibul klal. Without any base kibble, the zoo, the ain tzarch lemar zoo, ketani, tahira, pashke. What's in the picture? The picture here says, Hakira ain in the chaberis lechatzar kira. The kira is not attached to the chatzar. Kishyesh, bedafna sechatzar kira gimel let spice. So we're discussing with the chatzar. When it says here, three, we're talking about the chatzar. Here's the chatzar, and the wall of the chatzar is three at spice. Shazer shir kira, hariv mekabal tama. Kishasherit tzhoisa ba'avira, if the sherit was in the ear space, I naga bami taicha. So that's the point he wants to make over here is, I mean, it was in Chalaka. What does it mean, Chalaka? Chalaka doesn't explain. So, low base kibble klal means, I think he means that there's no floor. It's just a rim around the corner, a rim. It's just a rim without a floor. That's what it seems to be saying. The low base kibble klal. The halacha is that it's completely independent, and the chiddush is that if it's less than three tefachim, it's not mekabel tumah even midin yad. Let's go back to this case to bring out the chiddush of the Rav. The Rav is saying like this. Remember these two cases? What is the difference between this case and this case? In this case, the wall is
less than three.
More than three. More. Three. In this case, less than three. So what my nafkamina? When this is going to be three at spos, then what happens? This becomes tameh, either ba'avir or b'maga. Where it's less than three, then what was the halacha? This is tamei mid rabbanon. This is tamei b'maga, and not b'avir. And what we learned yesterday, the rabbi is two perushim. When it means tamei b'maga, it's either tamei mid rabbanon b'maga, or it's tamei b'maga mid raisa. But what it means b'maga means midin. Yad.
Yeah,
what was nafgamina? Yad can transmit, but yad cannot be makabel. That if the kira is tummy, middle of this tummy maga, but if the sherit touches this itself, does not become tummy. But nevertheless, one way or another, by hook or by crook, this thing over here is going to be tummy to some degree.
Right.
Why? Because this is attached to the chotzer is attached to the kira. The kira is attached to the chotzer. He's now being machadish that if this thing is completely separate, if this kira is not permanently attached.
It's funny, he calls it a chotzer now. They didn't call that yesterday.
We called the chotzer yesterday. Yeah, of course. Look at the Mishnah. Kira, Shelagar, Chatzar HaKira. Okay? So now, here's the Chiddush. Let's say this thing is not attached. This Kira is not attached to the Chatzar. It's not attached. And this thing is less than three at spos. It's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Not Bimago, and not be'avir, not midin yad, not midin derabanan, zero zilch zippo. Got it? That's the chiddush. That's what he's saying. That's what the Rav points out. Now, that's either when it's less than three, or it's halak. Halak means it's flat. Flat means there's no rim at all. This just goes right off the deep end. There's no shoulder on the road. Halak means there's no rim. There's no rim, which means that this area just goes right off the page. So what is halacha? There's no base kibble, so male it's not mekabel tumah. What's the chiddush? Of course, it's a pshutik kli charis, and they have no base kibble, of course. The chiddush is, it's not even a yad. At least in the case we had before in picture 144, at least since it's less than 3 tefachim, in Echanami it's not mekabel tumah from its own right. But it's at least mekabel tumah midin rabbanon or mekabel tumah midin yad. That's because the kira is mechubar. But in this case, where the kira is not mechubar, it's detachable, and the height of the wall is less than 3 etzpos, it's not mekabel tumah at all. Not midin rabbanon, not midin yad.
Let's say it was more than 3 amos.
Three tefachim, more than three amos, more than three etzpos, three etzpos. Less than more than three etzpos, then it's mekabel tumah in its own right. It's a klibif ne'atzma. It's mekabel tumah midaraisa, midin avir, and midin avir. Both, because it's a klibif in its own right.
Even though
it's not attached. Because then it's an independent utensil. If you have a utensil that's charis, that's three tefachim, that has the walls are three etzpos high, it is an independent utensil. It's mekabel tumah midin avir, midin yaga. Here it's less than three etzpos. Oh, it's less than three etzpos. So if it's mechubah to the kira is mechubah to the chotzer, then, and it's less than three etzpos, that was yesterday's mishnah that we spent the whole day on yesterday, is that it's going to be mekabel tumah tamei. What is it? Tamei the Rav, it's the perushim. Either it's tamei midrabanan or it's tamei midin yad. Nafka midin tamei midin yad, it's only going to be transmitted, it's not going to be mekabel. But in this mishnah, we're learning a case where the kira is not mechubah to the chotzer. Oh, you're not mechubah to the chotzer. So we have to look at the chotzer as a completely independent utensil. If it's three etzpos tall, it's an independent utensil. It's mekabel tumah midaraisa, midin avir, midin maga. If it's less than three etzpos, then it's not mekabel tumah at all, zero. Nothing, not by itself, because it's not serving the kira. It's not mechubar, and it's not a yadi to the key to the kira. So it's tall gami. That's what it says over here. Okay, that's what it says over here. Chalaka, below beis kibul, or it's chalaka, or bigger chalaka. Let's dive now. Lesser, zuv ein tzach lamazug tani. Let's say it's a little bit. It's a shtickle. It's one etzba. Or let's say it's zero etzbos. It's just completely flat. Then the halacha is tehoira. Good. Is this clear?
Let's just read it again.
Haisa mufreshes min akira.
They're not connected.
Bizman shi gvayesh shalosh etzpos. If it's three etzpos, the etzpos. Mitama b'maga. Uvi avia. Bechusa mikan. Let's say it's less three etzpos. Oish haisa chalaka. Oish gonna be flat. It was less than three etzpos, less, or the zero etzpos. Chalaka means zero.
Chalaka.
No, there's no chiddush. That goes backwards. That's the derech mishnai sometimes. Zu, the ein itzarch loy mazugutani. It's pashut. That's just the order. That's the style. It's a style. It's stylistic, literary. How do you pronounce? I don't know how to pronounce. Stylistic expression. Then lulule is tohara. Okay, now we go to the next part of the mission. The next part of the mission says pitpute kira shloish etzpos. New case. Pitpute kira. Here we have a new kira. You see this kira? It's a funny kira. There's like a new style, a new design, a new.
This was the old type of kira.
The old type of kira. Now we have a new type of kira. So we got modernity in the Mishnah. They came up with this new kira where it's round and has three prongs coming out from the bottom. It looks like an antenna from a television, no?
Where's
it? Looks like a stand for a flat screen TV. No?
I don't have a flat screen.
You don't know what those things are. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Pitpute Kira. Let's say we have over here the pitputa, we have the prongs, clear the kira, shloishal shalosh etzpos, metamin b'magu v'avir, pachos mikan, if it's less than this, kol shekein hein t'meim, certainly the t'meim, if it's less than this, v'afilu hein ahein arba. Now what does that mean? Let's take a look over here at the Rav, pitputa kira. Ragli hakiwa shem shlosh ragloim vehem gvoyim vehem gvoyim shlosh etzpois nechshavim kikiba umitam b'magav yaver kikiba atzma v'kol shakenim heim b'chusa b'shlosh etzpois. Certainly, if it's less than three etzpois, shehem nidonim kikiba. I feel in our bar raglayim nidonim kikiba. So one more time, b'vili kikiba shlosh al shlosh. Shleisha, three different legs. Shleisha, suppose. Ragli akira shehim shleisha raglayim. Vehim gevoim gevoim shleisha, suppose. Nachshav akira b'tam b'magav yaver akira atzma v'kol shkein imhim pechusim shleish mishleisha, suppose. It's less than three, suppose. Shehim nidoinim kikira. Ve'afilu hein arba raglayim nidoinim kikira. So the Mishnah here says we have over here this kira, this round kira. We have three legs, 1, 2, 3. Halacha here is the halacha is this is metame midin kira, even if it's three etzpos. Let's see the caption first. I'm more bare. Betulei kira shleisha means three legs. Al shleisha etzpos metame maga. Betputei hakira heim begoiva three etzpos apachas, not more than three etzpos. If it's going to be more than three, it's supposed to appear that it's going to be tohoira. Ha'peputim mitzdafim l'kira v'hem kli echad im ha'kira, we consider to be one part of the kira. Ha'peputim mekablam tumba me'a'avir, ve'peputim mekablam tumba me'a'avir she'beinehem, u'mitamim oichlam ha'nimtsoam ba'aviram kedin ha'kira. Omnam, ho'avir ha'nechshav l'suechem shal peputim hu rak zesh ha'ben peputim v'loy shukol hekof ha'shav gneged ha'defanes ha'kira. The Chazanish says, unbelievable chiddush. Who'd ever know this if you don't know the Chazanish? Who'd ever know this if you don't know this Mishnah? The Chazanish says that when it says mitam ba'avi, you draw a triangle, not the round. When you say it's mitam ba'avir, you must be within the triangle. Omnam ha'avir, the airspace hanechshav l'taycham, that's considered to be the inside of this kira. Shel hapet putim, hu rag ze shebein hapet putim, is only the area that's in between the stands. V'loy kol ahekif shekneged atifanus, here, not the entire hekif opposite the walls. The part that we consider to be, the part that we consider to be the avir of the kira, is the part that is within the three different prongs. Not the entire circumference. Not the entire circumference of the kira. The paragraph of Mishnah Lamavar Shapiputim Shachibram Zelazenasa Kira, Visham Loy Maske Shah Putim at Shalish Spos Begov. Indeed, there was no mention of three exposed. How come all of a sudden in this Mishnah we're mentioning we have three exposed? Tamada Vishashama Putumatsam Himakir Bifne Atzma. There the Peputim of the Kira was Himakir Bifne Atzma, was a Kira by itself. The other Rabbi Shiva Kira who rak Mishlosh exposed Ulamala. Pachos mikahan inam kira klal. Vilu kamaduba bepit putim hamitstarfim lakira hakayemes. Was there shiur not shlosh etzpos? There in the period there in the Mishnah Perigvav Mishnah Aleph. We learned about a damaged kira. Remember this? Mm-hmm. You chazring, right? You chazring. Hai says shlosh pit putim baretz. Uchemam betit liya shefes aleim es hakira kdeira. Temeya, 1, 2, 3, and you attach with tit. You attach with cement. So it has to be three pitputim. You attach with cement. So now the pitputim themselves are temeya. But there the shear is. So it says it doesn't talk about a shear. Let's go back. Paragraph Mishnah Bavusha Peputim Shachibim Zelazanas Kira Visham Loy Muskar, it's not mentioned Shayu Hapetputim Ad Shalosh Espos, they will not be taller than three Espos, Begoiva. Fatama Dovar Shesham Hapetputim Adsam Him Kira, the Peputim themselves are the Kira. The Pitputim are the Kira. So Adraba, they must be at least three Espos in order for it to be called a Mekabel Tumah. Here, the ikur is the kira itself, the round kira. The pitputim is just an addendum. It's an addendum to the kira. Memela adrab, if it's going to be more than three etzpos, it's going to be tahira.
So leave the car at 4 aside. Back in the car. Okay, so you have to pick her up with you. I have till 7:30.
Okay, here what he's saying over here, we have over here the Kira. We have here the Kira. The Kira is an independent creature. Now you want to supplement the Kira with Pitputim. If the Pitputim are too big, it's going to ruin the Kira. Are you with me? You look vertracht.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's asking a question. He's asking a question. Why here in this Mishnah does it say...
Yeah.
Pitpute kiro. Pitpute means
the stand.
The stand of the kiro. Shloisha. If we have three of them, one, two, three. Shal shalosh etzpos. If they are not more than three etzpos in height. Mitamin b'maguv avir. The gap. If a sheretz touches them, everything becomes tame. And if a sheretz goes in between the triangle, it becomes tame. You with me?
If something goes in the triangle, it's tummy.
A sheretz is suspended in the triangle, it's tummy.
Yeah.
If a sheretz touches the actual pitput, also becomes tummy. Pachos mikan.
Does it have to do with anything about three or anything like that?
No, we're just saying even three. Even three.
Well, I'm trying to say we always said that the wall of something had to be three in order... For it to be able to be tummy.
Right, that's a kira. That was a kira. A kira must be at least three etzpos.
So I'm saying, is this three etzpos?
Yes, the kira is three etzpos.
Okay, but...
Now the problem here is this may not be more than three etzpos. If these pitputim are more than three etzpos, then the ganze zach is no longer called a kira.
Okay.
The whole thing is batalagami. It's just a piece of garbage. You could even use it as a stand for your computer, but you can't go use it. But it's no longer called a kira.
How come here he says pitputa kira hang over three etzpos or
less? You could have three or less, but not more than three etzpos.
I'm saying if it's less, then it wouldn't be. But
then adrav, it's better. The less, the better. Because the less it is, then the more the kira is functional. When you have a kira, typically a kira does not have pitputim. The normal kira that we've learned about until now does not have pitputim.
As far as tum is concerned, the maga, the outside.
On the outside, and the inside, b'maga. So what's the problem?
So I'm saying, if it's less than three, is it tummy?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But it's less than three. We kept on learning over here, less than
three. No, this is a new case. We're now discussing an entirely new case. We're finished with this case. We're finished with the case of the Chatzar and the Kira. We're done with this.
Okay,
finished.
So you're saying...
New case.
We're talking about a Kira here, so that's why, even if it's less than three, so it would be tummy b'maga.
Correct. Let's go to the rest. Let's see here.
It's considered a keli.
It's considered a keli. Shloisha pitputa kira shloisha. If I have three different prongs, shel shloish etzpos, each prong, the height is three or less, mitamim b'magu v'avi. If a sheretz touches it, everything becomes tummy. If a sheretz is suspended in the triangle, it becomes tummy. Pachos mikan, let's say the height is less than three etzpos, kol shekein hain tmeim. It's even better. The smaller, the better.
Okay.
But that implies, let's say it's more than three.
It's worse.
It's no good. Why is it no good? Because it's not a kira. A kira is supposed to be close to the ground.
Okay.
The kira here is the main kira. You're putting this, the stand is too big. It's a funny kira.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a table and the legs are too high. You have a table. The legs are too high. It's not a table anymore. It's not functional. Now, v'afilu hain arba'a. This case where there are three, there's one, two, three, but the same halacha will be true if you have four prongs. What would be if there would be four? Certainly. Let's say we have one, two, three, four. Instead of attaching three prongs, we would have four prongs. Also, the same halacha would apply. Okay, that's the whole thing. It's not complicated.
Good.
Okay, here's another picture. Arba norba. It's chaz de mishnah. Haisa mufresh es min akira. Going back to the chatzah, the kira was detached from the kira. Bizman shigoy shalosh etzpos mitam b'maga. If it's three etzpos, right? Three etzpos, it's mitam b'maga b'avir. pechus mikan, if it doesn't do yetzbos, ayishayis achalaka, or it's zero yetzbos, zu v'yentzoch lemazu, mitaher, I skipped the page here.
Yeah.
Tahira. It's Tahira. New case, brand new case. Pitpute Kira. We have a Kira, a round Kira. Has three prongs. Shloisha. Three prongs. Shalsholish etzpos. If the prongs are even three etzpos, it's still called a Kira. Mitamin bemaga. Uva'avir. Chazonish. Avir means in between the triangle. Pachos mikan. Let's say the prongs are less than three etzpos, even better. Kolshkein hintamim. But it would be more. No good, because more than the whole thing is not called a kira. That's a dysfunctional kira. Ve'afilu hein arba, lav da'afka, three. Even if you have four prongs, the same halacha would be true. Right. Next Mishnah. Nitalacha mehem mitamin. Let's say one of the three prongs was removed. Nitalacha mehem mitam b'magav, in mitam b'avir. Div Rabbi Meir. Rav, nitalacha mehem, how you shloish, so you have three. It's still partially functional. The chash of kinatutz, it's kinatutz v'lo kinatutz, an expression. It's notutz, but it's not notutz. Shattered. So we have over here the kira. Okay. Nit lecha mehen, b'tav b'magav, in b'tav b'avir, dir ha-meir b'shim b'tar. One of them is missing. Okay, how you can pitput noisav unital? There used to be over here a third pitput, but it fell off. So now this thing is called partially functional. If you know how to balance a pot, you're a magician. Yeah. If you don't know, so therefore it's called partial. What is Allah's machlekes? How you shloish in the middle of me? I'm a katy chosuk tzatli yosher v'slemi sakadei. Rav chashuv kinatutz v'lo kinatutz. It's an expression. It's notutz. On the one hand, it's shattered.
Right.
V'lo kinatutz. It's not shattered.
Right.
Therefore, mitam b'mago, it's mitam b'mago, ve'ena mitam b'avir. So if a sheretz touches it, if a sheretz touches it, but there's no tumas avir. A sheretz in between, nothing happens. That is the shita of mitam b'shimon mitaher. Rabbi Shimon. Shoyah Rabbi Shimon. Imer kol peputi kira shem mitam b'avir, ein mitam b'mago. It's all or nothing.
Rabbi Shimon is
choylik. Rabbi Shimon is choylik. He's mitaher. Rabbi Shimon says it's all or nothing. It's either mitaher legarmi, or sometimes it's not mitaher at all. Okay. Kol shem mitam b'avir, ein mitam b'avir, ein halacha. Rabbi Shimon. We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Vaita. New case. Also shnayim zek negazem mitam b'magav v'avir di Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon mitaher. Let's say also shnayim also ha'uman mitchilasa hakira b'shnei pitputim. It didn't break. That's how it comes from the factory. Yeah. It's a special line, a slim line. Mm-hmm. It's a slim line, economy line. Only a key with two bit putim, right? Only two bit putim. So what is halacha? Also, shnayim kizeg negzeg mitam b'magav avir adir amir. It says mitam even ba'avir. What's the avir? Mitam b'magav avir dehavi lupa shtei avonim shasun kiwa. So we had the tan le'el shu shem tumem. Like the previous mishnah, we have two stones that are attached to the ground. Yes, according to the mayor.
Why?
Because that's how it was made l'chatchila.
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, the fact that that's wibbly wobbly.
No, it doesn't. He's saying that. That's the finish.
You balance it right. We said in the first case, we said since that with two stands, it can at times be used. So Rameh made
him
sure that.
No, I want to finish. We gotta finish. No, it doesn't matter. He holds that since that's not the issue, it's not wibbly wobbly. Since you made lechatchil like this, since that's how it was made, it's good enough. And lechatchil, you knew this is what you want. You don't have unrealistic expectations. If you make it with three pitputim, you want it to be very stable. So now when one of the pitputim falls away, then it's not the way you wanted it to be originally, so it's not as good. But here in the Chathilu, you never had an expectation that it should be better than two pitputim made looks tame. Also, Shnayim Zekneg, Zem Mitam Demagva Avir, Divre Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Shimon Mitaher. Also, Shnayim Zekneg, Zem Mitam Demagva Avir, Mitam Demagva Avir, Havilu Kishnek Avonim Peshasum Kivu Dinan El Shub Tome. Like we learned in previous Mishnah, previous Parak, you have two stones that are attached to the ground, you put upon top of the Tome. Hoyu new case, Rebbe Shimon Mitaher, Hoyu Gvayim Mishalosh et Spoys, Hoyu Gvayim Mishalosh et Spoys, Mishalosh Ulamata Mitamin, Bemaga Uva Avir, unbelievable. Rabbi Shimon Matayah, unbelievable. This case, okay? He's coming to elaborate in the previous part of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
I have three people putting 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Each one is taller than 3 etzpos.
Beautiful.
So the bottom 3 etzpos is Matama b'magia, b'mago, and the avir. If you dip a dead sheretz below 3 etzpos, everything becomes tummy. But if you suspend the sheretz
above
3 etzpos, tahar. Rav says over here, Rabbi Shimon, how you do Gvayim had pit putim. Rabbi Shimon Tar, Oysa, Oydev shall shalish at spos, Ulamala, Bain the Maga, Bain the Avir. Rabbi Shimon Mitaher. What's wrong with that? How you go Mishal Shalish at spos, how you go Mishalish at spos? Mishalish Ulamatan, Mitam, Maga, Mavir, Mishalish Ulamalan. Oh, Mishalish Ulamalan, I didn't say it right. Mishalish Ulamalan, Mitam, Maga. The Eina Metamag, above 3 etzpos, Metamag, according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, less than 3 etzpos is Metama Bemago, Uva Avir. Good?
Above is just Bemago.
Above is just Bemago. Did the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shun Metaher, he's Metar, even above Lagarmi. Rabbi Shun Metar, Oysaha Idifa Al Shalosh etzpos, Lamala, Bain the Maga, Bain the Avir. It's called Pitba Lamala, Misholosh etzpos, Loichosh Kiru. Everyone holds Metam, both, the Maga of Avir. Loichosh Kiru, Kiru, Tamar Lachira. Fight. Hoyu Meshuch Menas Safa. Let's say it was removed, coin, Blitois, Asuim, Begova, Kira, Umiois, and Blitos, Mim Shachma, Pit Putin. Look at this. If not for the picture, could you ever figure this out? Could you figure this out? Other picture?
Never.
It was extended, worth a billion words. Whoever said 1,000? How could you figure this out? Unbelievable! It was extended from the kira. How you meshuchem in a kira in a saw from the edge. So besoch shalosh etzpos metam ben magamasa within 3 etzpos. So these things can be more than 3 etzpos.
No, it's saying it's within 3 etzpos of the ground.
No, he's saying more than that. He's saying over here, the width. Everything here we're assuming is less than 3 etzpos. The whole thing, the height. The height is less than 3 etzpos.
Right.
But the width is 6 etzpos.
Okay.
So only the part that's within 3 etzpos from the round thing is part of the kira. That's what it says. Hayu meshuchim minasafa b'sholosh b'soch sholosh etzpos within three etzpos v'tam b'mago v'avir chutz b'sholosh etzpos v'tam b'mago ve'enam v'tam b'avir div reber b'shim mitaher gamri, even the part that's outside 3 etzpos is not even tam, it's not this total gamri, zero. Let's see over here the Rav. And Rav, Hayim Shukman and Nasava going to do this, Oysum Kuguva Kiva, Shem Rally Akiva, Ashton Nimsim, the Putim Chutzman as Safa, Omasha Yesh Machem Besser, Shalish to Safa, Nechshav Kira Atzma, whatever the three is, Mutame, Bemago, Uvamas, Mago, Mavir, Omasha Yesh Machem, Chutz, Shalish, probably your mayor, Shem, and Hulu Halach, Grey Mayor. That's how the mission is. Very easy Mishnah. It's a long mission, but it's a Gvaldic mission. Neat Lechem and him. Fight. Neat. We have over here, we have over the key at 3. 1, 2, 3. And what happened? Casualty. What was the casualty?
Broke.
One of the people who broke. So what is the status? So it's not what you originally expected it to be. Neat Lechem and him. So new Mitzmetam Bemago. Ve'ena Mitzmetam Ba'avir. There's no longer Tumas Avir.
Yeah.
Good? No, my expectations, no tumor whatsoever. New case.
Once you have 2, you're out.
You're out. That's it. 0. Because only in the case when? Only in the case when it was originally 3.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's what it says.
Okay.
That's what it says.
See.
But let's say also ze lichatchil, you mean 1 and 2, then mitam bin magu v'avir. According to a mayor. Everything according to a mayor. The mayor, we should be tahir. 0.
Right.
Fine. No, 0.
So I'm saying if Shimon holds in both cases.
In both cases. Right. Okay, fine. In the previous case, okay. How you grow Misholosh new case, how you grow Misholosh? So the back to the regular queue of 3. Let's see what's higher than 3, I suppose. So Misholosh Ulamaton from 3 and below. Misholosh Ulamaton Mitam Bimaga. Uve Avir. Mishalosh ulamalon, from three and above. There's no tumas avir because already it's already above the ground. It's already too far gone. Did Rabbi Meir above three is b'mago. Everything above three is b'mago, but no tumas avir. Rabbi Shimon mitaher legamri. Rabbi Shimon is mitaher. Oyis al shalosh as well as l'malam bein mago b'mavir. The pit put that's l'malam b'three is tor legamri. Not the key of the chayr can become tummy, it seems, but the key of the chayr is tummy, but the people lamalam gimel is tar. How you mushuchem in asafa? But let's say it was mushuchem in asafa. It was extended from the safa. So the same machlokes. How you mushuchem in asafa? Besorch shalosh esplois within 3 etzpos matam b'mago v'avi. Within 3 etzpos matam b'mago. Within 3 etzpos matam b'mago. Over avir. So he's showing you that he's showing you the avir. The avir is a very long triangle. The mago v'avir, chutz mishalosh etzpos, outside 3 etzpos, matam b'mago, only touching. Ve'ena matam b'avir. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon mitayer is mishum mitayer that portion legamri. Good. Tekshu b'li this. I assume k'buv akira b'kol blita nimshach pitmut shi ragl akira. Moide mishalosh etzpos misav akira. Chutz mishalosh etzpos ena mitayer lekira mikabel tov midrabban b'mago. Same thing as before. Same in Pashut, like we said before. Okay. We're done.
Too much nice. We have to start a quarter too, because we're really going to be ending up learning only until 7:30 a lot of times.
Okay. So we got.
Weather starts to get cold. I have a feeling my wife is going to want me to drive.
You're a good husband. You're a tzaddik.
I don't know if I'm a tzaddik.
She's lucky to have you.
But you have to know.
You have to. Yeah, do your wife says.
If you want to sleep with the squirrels, you don't do these things. If you want to sleep in the garage with the squirrels. You learn to report to 8.